Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Formed in 1969, they are the multi-platinum, rock and roll Hall of Fame inducted little old band from Texas. They are ZZ Top.
Some cheap sunglasses.
They embraced the burgeoning world of music videos in the early 80s, becoming international superstars.
Give me all your loving, all your hugs and kisses. You
the band is set to release a new live CD on September 9th. And on September 20th, they return to Kansas City to bring the heat to Starlight Theater. Please welcome legendary ZZ Top bassist, Dusty Hill.
I'm running just as fast as I can, 'cause every girl's crazy about a shot-less man.
Mr. Dusty Hill, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
Jake just told me that's a pretty good delay. You on the tour bus right now?
Yes, I am. That's just where I live.
You've lived there since, what, about 77, I would say, 75?
Yeah, well, that's one of the secrets of our longevity, separate tour buses.
No doubt about that. You, honestly, the greatest American rock and roll band.
We're always glad to see each other.
Yeah. How can I miss you if you won't go away?
There you go. Keep them handy.
By the way, congratulations on the new Greatest Hits Live. Comes out next week, September 9th, and then you roll into Kansas City at Starlight September 20th.
Yeah, I'm just sorry we couldn't be there tomorrow for your birthday.
They'll make me love you. You have no idea the amount of time I spent listening to Jesus Christ, man. I think about DeGuelo and all of the albums before pre-Eliminator. Hours and hours in my bedroom just wondering who you guys were, because it was always so mysterious, not like Kiss mysterious, but the fact that the beards, the sunglasses, you never knew what you guys really looked like and where you really came from. And I thought it was just a fascinating time when I was a kid, because everybody wondered about you guys.
Yeah, it's a mystery, isn't it?
Probably the greatest compliment I ever heard ZZ Top receive is through a mutual friend, Jesse James Dupree, the singer for Jackal, who luckily enough toured with you guys for a couple of years, and he couldn't love you more. He told me when he was a kid in Atlanta, he stood in front of the stage in the 70s and watched Billy play guitar, and it brought him to genuine tears, and that was the day he knew for sure he wanted to be in a rock and roll band and learn how to play guitar. But truly, he'll tell you the story unabashedly that he stood in front of you guys and literally cried as a young guy.
Yeah, our music makes people cry one way or the other, I guess. that is a compliment. I'm sorry. I'm not good at taking them. I appreciate that.
Well, you guys, you've never missed a beat. I watched you in Rocklahoma a couple years ago, and we stood on the side of the stage and just watched that show, and you just realize how tight and how monstrously talented a three-piece band can be.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I like a three-piece. Yeah, that's good, isn't it? I mean, I like it. But, we all played in three-piece groups here and there before this group formed. So I played in a few bands with Frank, together with Frank, so... the bottom was pretty much there, established from the beginning, you know.
And you add
Billy to that, and you've got it.
Well, you talk about, I mean, Billy, who, by the way, it might be the greatest eccentric, I mean, the stories and the legends you can read online about just everything that you guys tried early on. I believe I was reading a story that at one point he saw Ike Turner and Tina, and they were wearing hot pants, and then he decided he was going to wear some hot pants on stage. This is back in the 70s, right? We're talking about little shorts and boots, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they were velvet even. He just, we still dressed, boots and hat, cowboy hats back then and whatnot. But he came out like that. I didn't know he was going to come out like that. And he's a funny guy, But to come out dressed like that and then play your ass off, your butt off.
Yeah, you can say ass. It's okay.
Is something, you know. He's a unique individual.
Well, watching, and now I really have a much greater grasp of what you guys did between El Loco and an Eliminator. I mean, the band is still the band, but it changed everything. You guys, you figured out how to embrace MTV to shoot the greatest videos of all time, and just it was that slight sound change that went from traditional to a more contemporary sound, and it changed everything for you guys.
Yeah, that came when we were writing Eliminator. That's where it started coming about. We've always been inquisitive in the studio. You know, live playing is what we're always been known for and what we do. But the studio allows you to experiment some. And while we were writing some of these songs and experimenting with them, it came out different. And it added a lot of new people to hear us. And the videos, of course, were massive for us. But there were a lot of upset people, too, that thought that we were leaving our basic sound behind, which was nonsense. We were just mucking around with all the little things, you know?
Yeah, well,
that's what they're there for.
That's exactly right. And, you're either living or dying. And my Uncle Paul used to tell me only hobos like change. So it's tough, but they learn to live with it, you know?
Only hobos like change. That's funny. I like that.
It's true. So
even
it's
this time of the morning. That's funny.
So where do you play next? Where's today?
I'm off today.
Great. What are you doing? Getting up this early when it's your day off?
Well, they asked if I would be part of this phone call. I'm like, sure.
You're a good man, Dusty.
Doesn't mean I'm going to be up all day. It's either early in the morning or very, very late. That's how you look at it.
Look, the Greatest Hits Live comes out next week. Then you roll into Starlight in Kansas City, September 20th. I will be there front and center. And it's great to have you on the show, Dusty. I appreciate the phone call. And I really am a huge fan, man. El Loco was a life changer for me.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Take care, my friend.
Okay, adios. Trying to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Give it all your loving, all your hugs and kisses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.